Thank you for joining us. We pray that as you listen today, that you are encouraged and inspired. And we would love for you to connect with us on social media. Now here's today's message.
I want to preach about that message today. Turn to me, with me, to Revelation chapter 22, verse 13. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the best for last. You may be seated. How many people recognize that we're living in the last days? I believe that with all of my heart. I'm old enough to have seen and appreciate the great changes. They're tragically, tragically different than they were when I was a young man. Even when I first started to preach, it's a whole different world. We are living in the last days. Our freedom is very, very fragile. There are threats against Christianity, even in America, which has been the pulpit of the world for the last 150 years. We are living in the last days. And preachers love to talk about the last days. I hope it's out of compassion and a desire to warn people. But their favorite approach to the last days is that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And so we tend to talk about the perilous times. And there are tremendous warnings in the Bible about the last days. But there are more promises to the church about the last days than there are warnings to the world about the last days. And friend, we are motivated more prolifically and more powerfully if we hold on to the promises of God rather than are fearful at the warnings. And so when I tell you that Jesus Christ is the God of the ages, He was not only God 2,000 years ago, but He is God 2024. And He has an amazing promise in that is, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. He is the Alpha and Omega. We know God, and we know that God is the beginning, the Alpha. In the beginning, God, and the Bible said in the Word, was with God, and the Word was God in the beginning. And Jesus is that Word, and so He was at the beginning. Alpha, the first letter of the Greek alphabet. Alpha is that as a symbol and term, and is used as the first, the primary, the starting. We perhaps in our finite state of existence know God better as the Alpha than we do the Omega. Perhaps it's time that we as the church in these last days embrace Jesus Christ as the Omega. He's not only the author of our faith, He is the finisher of our faith. We need to embrace Him as the finisher. I am confident of this one thing Paul would write to the church at Philippi. Confident of this very one thing, that He which has begun a great work in me will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not a one of you in this building that Christ has not begun a great work. But I want to tell you, He will finish that work. Because not only is He the Alpha, He is the Omega. As my friend Harold Woodson said in the building next door, and I never have forgotten it, Harold's in heaven now. He was a great preacher. But he said, when God says, I am the Omega, said it means He is the period at the end of the bad sentence. It's when God says, stop. It's when God closes the door. When God says, enough is enough. I am the Omega. So we need to embrace God not only as the Alpha, but we need to embrace Him as the Omega. He's not just the first, He's the last. Some preachers mistakenly preach about the second man, Adam. Adam in the Garden of Eden being the first Adam, and Christ being the second Adam. It's a mistake. The Bible never calls Christ the second Adam. He calls him the last Adam. Christ will be first and Christ will be last, but he'll never, ever be second. The Bible establishes him as the last Adam. He is certainly my Alpha. Every good thing in my life, he has begun. From life itself to a little baby to salvation. Every good thing in my life, Jesus Christ has started. So he is the Alpha. Sometimes because of our comprehension of time, it is so drastically different than God's conception of time, we don't understand. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Time is relevant only to man, not to God. Time was invented for man because God is ageless. He which was, which is, and which is to come, not only embraces all time, time embraces him. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am the he which is, which was, and which is to come. When we have escaped this limitation called mortality, we too will be freed from the constraint of time. For the Bible said in the book of Revelation, and time shall be no more. When time no longer takes its terrible toll. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said about my Christ, he saw the end from the beginning. That's where we are so limited. We can't see the end. We always just see the beginning. That's the reason why faith is a requirement for the child of God. Because we can't see the end. But faith gives us the consolation that the end is going to be what Christ said it was and going to be better than the beginning. God is a big finisher. Swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things which are therein are, and the sea and the things that are therein, that there should be time no longer. All of that's going to end. But let me assure you, my Christ is never anticlimactic. Some of our friendships are symbolized by the wasp, the little insect that flies around. The wasp is bigger when it's born than it will ever be again in its life. Sometimes our friendships in this world are bigger at their beginning. Sometimes our jobs are the best at their beginning. We thrive on beginning, but not God. God never, ever let the beginning be bigger than the ending. He's never anticlimactic. God is a big finisher. He always finishes with a crescendo. You know what crescendo is? That's that moment in the orchestra, in the symphony. It rises to its highest peak. A gradual, steady increase in loudness or force. The dictionary says about crescendo. A steady increase in force or intensity, the dictionary says about crescendo. Let me tell you that Christ is not going to finish with a whimper. We are building toward a crescendo. God always finishes big. We are headed for a great crescendo with God, a big finish with the Omega. Who knoweth whether we are come to the kingdom of God at such a time as this? God spoke to Esther through Mordecai. Who knows but you have come to the kingdom of God for such a time as this? Esther is a type of the bride of Christ, a type of the church. Esther came to that kingdom for such a time, and she saved the entire Jewish population. Without Esther, there would be no Jewish race today. We could be God's last generation for this church age. Do you understand that? That we could be the generation that sees the last day. We could be the one that sees Christ come and the church of the Christ end its reign on this earth. There are people sitting in the sound of my voice that will never experience death, that the end will come before you can go to a cemetery. I hope it's soon enough that I'm one of those, but I'm old, one of the oldest among you. If it's not true with me, it's true with you, teenager. It's true with you, 20-year-old. It's true with you, 30-year-old. We are living in the last days. We could be God's last generation. God knew us from the beginning. Before we were in our mother's womb, Jeremiah 1:5 said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I assure you there are no strangers in this building. God knows every one of you from your social security to your fingerprint. God knows every one of you. He's known you before you came out of your mother's womb. He is an infinite God that knows the beginning from the beginning. And God not only created you, but he chose this. Listen to this. God chose the exact time that you would be inserted into the human race. You could have been born 200 years later. Or earlier, or 15 years later, but God plugged you in right where he wants you. He must have a purpose for your life. We are the last, and God has special provision for the last. He's a big finisher. He is the Omega. And the fact that God saved you for the last means you are a very special person. Abraham, the friend of God, the mighty man of faith, could have been last, but he wasn't. The Apostle Paul, that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, could be walking the earth at 2024, but he's not. I am, and you are. God saved us for last. There must be a reason. Jesus gave us the parable of the laborers, which came to work at different times, but they were all paid equally. And those that were there first, they got all upset. But friend, I want to tell you that Jesus Christ always favors the last. He said the last shall be first. God's got something special in mind for you. You're not an accident. You're not a happenstance. You're not a filler. It's not like the Academy Awards. You know, Academy Awards has no empty seats. They're all about illusion. Hollywood is. And so they have seat fillers. If you have to go to the restroom and you are a guest at the Academy Awards, when you go out, somebody immediately takes your seat. A seat filler. They've never acted in a movie. They have no award. They just fill seats. Ladies and gentlemen, God has no seat fillers. You are an item high on the agenda of God. God knew you before you were ever born. He knows your name. He gave you an individual fingerprint. He numbered the hairs on your head. And you think God has abandoned you. He knows you. He sits by your bed while you sleep. He stands at your table while you eat. He rides in the passenger seat in your car. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. It circumvented the principle of time and aging when Jesus Christ performed his first miracle. The very first miracle of all things that Christ could do, of all the needs that were present, of all the things that he could have done. He could have raised the dead or healed the sick in one great demonstration. But Jesus Christ chose this as his first miracle, and that was to turn the water into wine. You say, why was that? Because it dealt with time. It dealt with the aging process. It's a picture and a panoramic view of God's dealing with humanity. And that is that when they drank the wine, they said, this is the best wine. And somebody sent to them and said, why would you save the best wine to last? It is to prove that Christ is in dominion over time. He had the ability to ferment wine in 1 second. When Adam was born, that's the reason why those that are against creation, and they dig up bones and they say, this is so-and-so. And then later they find out they made a mistake. If you'd met Adam 5 minutes after he was born, he was not a babe in swaddling clothes. He was a 30-year-old man. If you had met Eve after she was born, she was not a little child. She was a beautiful 25-year-old woman. because God made her, and in the space of time, it was there. They matured just like that. The prophets and the kings had an inkling of what God was up to. The Bible said that many kings and many prophets have desired to see the things that you see, but they never got the opportunity. Friend, we are a blessed people to be alive today in 2024. But I am not concerned about the perilous days. I am more absorbed with the promises of the last day. The final letter in the Greek alphabet, it is Omega. It means the last, the end. It means the ultimate limit of a set. Friend, we are now living in the time of the Omega. He is the Alpha and the Omega. And if you will study the promises of God for the end time, they are nothing but a series of greater. Everything is going to be greater in the end time. And we are moving into that era. The Bible teaches us in Hosea 6 and 3, he said, the going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as a rain, as the latter and the former rain together. Friend, God has done wonderful things for people on this earth, but he has never done what he's going to do for the people that are remaining to the last. We are going to be the greatest symbol, the greatest sign, the greatest illustration, the greatest atmosphere, because God is very stringent on the fact that he is going to make a clean sweep of this earth. And everybody that can be saved will be saved. God is going to do that with what he calls the latter rain. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, we have received the Holy Spirit in little altars, in little churches, but there's coming a day, and now is, with the Holy Spirit is going to begin to be poured out around the globe. It's going to be poured out in churches. It's going to be poured out in schools. It's going to be poured out in hospitals. It's going to be poured out on the subway. It's going to be poured out in the sandwich shop. It's going to be poured out in gymnasiums. It's going to be poured out at sporting events. There's coming a day where basketball games will be stopped because the Holy Spirit falls on the Spurs. There's coming a day where football games will be stopped because the Holy Spirit will begin to fall and they just can't do anything about it. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit. It's called the greater rain. There is something for everybody in the promises of the Omega. My young men shall see visions, and the old men shall dream dreams. Do you know what young men see as visions? Things they have not yet accomplished. When you're a young man, you aspire to the future. You want your driver's license. You want your car. You want your wife. You want your marriage. You want your vocation. It's always to the future. And God said, the young man, they shall have those visions. But he said, the old men are going to have dreams. You know what happens to old men? They dream about the things that they have missed and the things that are no longer available in their life. But God said in the last days, I'm going to take care of that. He said, I'm going to restore the years that the caterpillar and the cankerworm have stolen. He said, you young men, he said, your vision is going to be fulfilled in a day. He said, it's a day where the reaper shall overcome the sower. It's going to be such a quick harvest. Ladies and gentlemen, some of you are privy to what's going on around this world. I came to San Antonio in 1975 with Pastor Becky, and we now knock on 50 years of building this church. It's distressing to me, if I did not know the Word of God, that a kid could go to Oklahoma City and Tulsa, Oklahoma and Washington, D.C. and to get him a building, and in a day or two or a month or so, suddenly he's got as many people as we've got. It didn't take him 50 years. It took him 2 days or 3 days. Why is that? He said in the last days, he said the reaper will overcome the sower. It's going to be such a quick work. Why? Because I am going to give young men his vision. It's going to be greater than you've ever seen it. Some of you young people in this building, get ready. God's got a plan for your life that is going to accelerate you, and you are going to be thrilled. But there's something in it for everybody in God's Omega Day. In his promise to the older generation, it's there. He said, I'm going to give old men, old women, I'm going to give them their dreams. Things you think you've lost forever, opportunities you think you've missed, God said, I'm going to restore those years. I'm going to bring them back to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, he is not only the beginner, he is the finisher, and he is in this building right now. And somebody that's lost their dream better get your dream back out and polish it off and say, God is not through. He began a great work in me, but he is going to finish it. I'm going to see things happen in my life that I have never seen. If I'm an old man, if I'm a young man, he said there's going to be a greater glory of the latter house. He said the glory of the latter house will be greater than of the former house. The former house was the temple. There would be a haze that come in there when the priests would minister. The glory of the former house was the upper room when the fire of God fell. But praise God, the latter house is Living Way Church in 2024. He said, you think you've seen all there is to see. He said, the glory of the latter house is going to be greater because I am the Omega. I am the finisher. I am the crescendo of everything. And he said, you are going to see things in church that you've never seen, even if you've been in church for 25 years. He said, I'm going to open the eyes of the blind. I'm going to open the ears of the deaf. I'm going to cause the dumb to speak. I'm going to cause the crippled to walk. I'm going to do a new thing, a big thing. It's called the glory of the latter house. I know people that have backslidden. What a terrible time to backslide. It's terrible when you sit through a sporting event and you give up on your team and you go to the parking lot. And as you fight the traffic to get out, you turn on the radio to hear a comeback. That's amazing. And you've missed it all because you had no faith in what was about to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I refuse to go to the parking lot. I refuse to get in my car. I refuse to leave early because the traffic is going to be terrible. I'm staying for the dot of the I. I'm staying for the end. I'm staying for the Omega because my God saw the end from the beginning. And he said the end is so great that it's worthy enduring the beginning and the middle years because the last day is going to be absolutely awesome. Get ready for what God is going to do in your life. Things that you have prayed about for days and weeks and months and years are getting ready to happen. There are miracles that are coming up the pathway to your door now. There are miracles that are stepping up on your porch now. Get ready to answer the door. What you've prayed for is about to happen. We are entering the last days of the last days. And friend, it is going to be amazing because my Christ is not just the Alpha, he is the Omega. He is the finisher, praise God. Oh, friend, it's always stretched my mind, but Jesus Christ ended his ministry like this. When the dead were walking the streets and the blind were seeing, and the lame were leaping, and the dumb were talking, and the deaf were hearing, and the lost were saved. Jesus turned to the farewell crowd and said, greater works than these shall you do. He has reserved you. You could have been in the first century or the 12th century, but he saved you for this time. For some reason, God thinks you are important enough to be on the great, great finish. God thinks you are tailor-made for this moment and this time. Hallelujah. In a relay race, they always put the best talent and the fastest runner in the last part of the relay. But praise God, we are that people. For some reason, God has held us back. And now as I stretch forth my hand is touched by great people, but it's up to me to run the last leg of this relay. It's up to me to end with a big finish. It's up to me to pray my best prayer. It's up to me to preach my best sermon. It's up to me to show my greatest love. It's up to me to have my most extreme faith. It's up to me to cast out my biggest devil. It's up to me to heal my worst sick situation. I said, God has brought me to the kingdom of God for such a time as this. And I don't know about you. I'm not going to the parking lot. I'm not staying home. I'm not dropping out. I'm not changing teams. I am in this until I see him face to face. Because, friend, it's going to be good. It's going to be better than you ever imagined it to be. Stand on your feet and reach toward heaven and say, thank you, Lord, for including me in the best, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shitoromoko sotoloboi. Some of you are living in fear because of the 6 o'clock news. Some of you are living in fear because of what you see around you. I refuse to be a product of fear. I am a product of faith. I am convinced that my God is able. If he could create the earth out of nothing, if he could create man out of dust, I am convinced that he has preserved us unto this day. And my God is going to show up and show out.